This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you seen this TikTok challenge that's going around? It's called raw dogging a flight.
What?
It is when, it's not sexual, Danny.
I'm a married man. Hey.
It's when you intentionally avoid all forms of entertainment on the airplane and you just stare at the seat back in front of you and do nothing on the flight.
I have heard of this and it instantly reminded me, hate to be that guy that everything reminds you of a Seinfeld episode, but it did remind me of a certain Seinfeld episode where Putty, who was dating Elaine, and they were on a plane, and he was doing just that.
You want something to read?
No.
Are you going to take a nap? Or
no.
You're just going to sit there staring at the back of the seat?
Yeah.
And some people were posting like pictures of other people that they saw on a plane recently.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're just like, this guy's a savage.
There was one guy I saw that was on a 6-hour flight with absolutely nothing to entertain himself. And for some reason, it's mostly men doing this challenge. I don't know why.
Oh, because men are stupid. As a man, I can confirm that.
So apparently in the raw dogging challenge, the only thing you're allowed to do is stare at the flight map. You can look at the flight map or any sort of like a screen that they might have information about your flight on or any little pamphlets, but no movies.
You can't play the games on the screen in front of you. Okay.
None of that.
So you just, like if I went to Hawaii for like 5+ hours, I would just have to sit there and stare?
Correct.
Hell no.
So now a lot of people are saying they actually prefer this though. It's their preferred way of traveling. They say it can be meditative.
Okay.
So because of this craziness, we have a simple question for our rockaholics.
Mama always told me there are no stupid questions. So we have a simple question, and that question is for you.
Get your lighters out, Danny.
DJ in Lacey.
What's up, DJ?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing great, and we want to know from you, how do you kill time on an airplane?
Living with the ADHD kind of sucks sometimes, especially for flights, because I end up watching, I've been on a few flights, and I find myself watching little snippets of, all the different movies that they got on there.
So you're like, I'm not feeling this one after 15 minutes, and you switch to another one?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You know, because there's too many options.
There are way too many options.
I see it, dude. DJ, I was just flying, and I'm like, man, I want to watch all these movies. And I got overwhelmed, so I just ended up putting on some music and just zoning out. Have you ever seen somebody watching a movie in front of you, and you know the movie, and you're like kind of fired up, and you want to talk to them about it?
Absolutely.
No. I've never done that. I have watched movies on other people's screens, though, if I can read the captions.
Yes.
And I'm like, when are they going to notice that I'm watching the movie with them?
Dude, on the flight back to Seattle from Hawaii, there was a guy watching The Iron Claw, which is a wrestling-based movie about the Von Erichs. A tragic movie. You don't want to watch this if you want to feel good. It's very hard. It's a heartbreaking film about the Von Erich family and all the tragedy they went through. And I'm watching. The guy didn't look like a wrestling fan. I don't know what a wrestling fan looks like, but I just wasn't getting the vibe he was a wrestling fan because he looked normal. And I wanted to tap on his shoulder and be like, all of this is true, and it's even crazier stuff they didn't even put in the movie. But I was like, you know what?
Let him be.
I'm with my wife. I don't want to embarrass her.
Cruise in North Bend. How do you kill time on an airplane?
Well, it definitely determines on whether or not which flight you're on, too. Determines whether or not there's even something on the back of somebody's seat to watch.
Yep.
I recently did two different flights, and one flight didn't have nothing on the back of the seat other than a pamphlet, so that's what I watched. Oh. You know, no Wi-Fi.
Oh, so you couldn't even play on your phone?
No, I couldn't even play on my phone, man.
Dude, I feel like airlines need to now warn us. You know, they tell us about when there's delays. They should say, look, there's no fun video screen on the back of the person's seat behind in front of you. Because if you don't know, sometimes you go into it like, oh, I don't need to bring my iPad because I could just play with the screen that's in front of me.
Yeah.
They got to warn us.
Justin in Ferndale, same simple question to you. How do you kill time on a plane?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
Morning.
So when I was a kid, it was between SkyMall and my Game Boy.
Yes,
I love
dude.
SkyMall.
Someone just texted about SkyMall. That was the best magazine ever.
Oh yeah, no, I always dreamt about like, where am I going to put that statue?
SkyMall was all where I wanted to make it rain.
They had so much good stuff in there. It was like so much just like random stuff, like a doghouse for your doghouse. I was like, what is this?
Or the nightstand that was also a dog kennel.
Yes, I remember that
one. And you could choose the color if you wanted a wood-looking one or like a gray-looking one. It was beautiful.
I want to know somebody who actually bought the Sasquatch statue, though. Like, the one that was like going through the garden. Because everyone knew that one, but I don't know anyone who owns it.
You know, if they had Wi-Fi back in those days and cell phones and the ability to purchase, because I'm like, I want to buy this. And then once you get off the plane, you're like, I ain't buying that. Stupid. I think there's something that happens when you're up in the air, the altitude, that makes you want to make stupid purchases.
So none of us ever actually bought anything on SkyMall. No, I always wanted to. I just never did.
Did you ever play the game? This is how I would entertain myself when I was younger. And with the SkyMall magazine, you could only pick one item from each page. That was, and I would spend the entire flight debating with myself because I had nothing else to do. And I'd be like, do I want the Sasquatch statue or do I want the helmet that makes me so I can drink two beers at the same time, even though I'm 13 years old?
These are life's biggest questions.
The SkyMall magazine was awesome. And I'm sure there's a website. I think there's a website that has all that stuff, but it's different. It's like you want to make that. I almost feel like the flight attendant should be walking around taking your credit card info on the plane, and so many purchases would be made.
If that had been an option, I would have been in big trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.